Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I have lost faith in, which we've had for a while, is our politicians. I've met a few that are fantastic, but the majority of them seem to have issues, such as this George Santos, who I believe is in custody right now, and being indicted on multiple federal charges. One that I think included lying, right? He was the one that said he was Jewish, but then when they said, no, you're actually not a Jew, he goes, no, but my friends say I'm Jew-like, so I'm Jew-ish. Please, I'm sorry, the guy's an idiot. Yeah, one thing I'm lacking faith on is not so much what politicians are and do, but that I'm lacking faith on Americans. And if they even know how to find a good politician. The problem I'm having is I don't know if I could trust the American public to actually vote and choose and elect somebody that is good for the country. And that is, I think, what bothers me about politics in general. When you see people who have been elected or people in power, you're like, who the hell voted for this person? And then you actually see that individuals are doubled down and going, yeah, we're going to vote again for them. Why? Yeah, I want to think that Americans are some of the most brilliant, savvy people out there. That they've been through a lot. They've seen it all. They know better. And, I mean, I don't know who elected George Santos, but and you know, multiple other individuals which we've spoken about who have been a complete cluster and a seventh in their office, but there are individuals that still support. And the reason why is we've become enslaved to the concept of if you're not with us, you're against us. And that you have to be with that political party, whether it's Democrat or Republican, through all the ups and downs. Now, I get it. In a marriage, there's ups and downs. And standing by your partner, I won't start singing Stand By Your Man. I love that song. Standing by your partner, it's admirable. Same thing with your work partners or your boss. There's going to be ups and downs. But honestly, when it comes to politics, some of these downs are so embarrassing that why are we still supporting these individuals? I mean, I don't know who the hell is in charge of the border right now, but that is a cluster and a seventh. And whoever is in charge of that border needs to resign. Say, look, my bad. I screwed up. I did not listen to the border agents and the people trying to defend this country. I screwed up. Whoever is in charge of the economy, whoever is in charge of our foreign policy, and I'm not just blaming one particular person. I mean, we have a mess when it comes to things not getting done. And if this was a corporation, they would have been fired a long time ago. Look how Disney is going back and forth. Now, I get it. I've worked in places where they just hire somebody or promote somebody and it's the same poop, different day. But we as Americans are smarter than this. If we want something done, we elect somebody to do that. And if that person doesn't do it, they don't get elected again. Period. Now, if we like part of what they do and don't like part of what they do, we should be able to, you know how employees get these reviews You're doing a great job with this, you're doing a great job with this, but I don't like how you manage that one firm's account. All right, you know, where's the feedback? Instead, all we get are, well, the polls are wrong. We can't trust the polls, we can't trust the politicians, we can't trust the lobbyists, we can't trust the system. When that happens, our democracy is in trouble. If we are electing people who are corrupt, if we are electing people who are criminal, if we are electing people who are liars, then it's going to be a matter of time when a leader comes in saying the people don't know how to vote, so why give them that opportunity? That's what I'm scared about. Okay, if we have the God-given right and the gift to be able to cast a vote, I'm not saying you have to cast it for Democrats or Republicans or whatever, but please, for the love of God, choose people who are worthy. I understand we can't vet everybody. We should be able to, but we can't. And I get, sometimes we're going to elect somebody who just screws things up. But then, okay, fix it. Rebound. Show you learned. And my worry is the more we have elected officials not doing crap, completely embarrassing this country, the more there's going to be a call for people not to have Americans make the decision. How many times have you guys heard that Americans are stupid? That Americans don't know what they're doing? That scares me when I hear that. I happen to think we're on it. But when you hear you can't trust Americans, you can't trust these people to vote, well, that means there's calls for getting elections out of the people's hands. Right? We need to do a much better job. And when you hear people say, you know what, well, you know, they're a Democrat or they're Republicans, so I'm going to back them up no matter what. You know, there's ups and downs. No, that's not the answer. If we have a crappy politician, we should call it. If we have somebody who is, you know, violating laws, we should call it. If we have somebody who is using their office for political gain, we should call it. If we have somebody who these are things that if the American public doesn't show that they know how to be in charge, somebody is going to take that power from us. And I'm warning you right now. And the funny thing is people are going to vote for that person saying, you know what? Because we can't trust who people are voting for, let's change the rules. And there's going to be idiots voting for that person. We need to get our acts together, people. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So a new study has found that in our fruit juices and non-dairy milks, we have high levels of toxic metals. Okay, well, that doesn't sound really fun. I'm not sure what a non-dairy milk is. Are they talking like soy? But according to Eating Well, there's a study published in Journal of Food Composition and Analysis that has found that many popular beverages contain chemicals, toxic metals, and harmful levels of these. The study looked at 60 samples of fruit juices and non-dairy milk from popular brands and found that more than half contained levels of arsenic, cadmium, and lead that exceeded the allowable limits for drinking water. These metals accumulate in the body over time, as we know, linked to multiple health issues, cancer, developmental delays in children, learning disabilities, neurological problems.
And so the study was done by researchers at Tulane in New Orleans. And they measured the concentrations of 25 toxic metals and trace elements in 60 popular beverages that were found in mixed juices, non-dairy milks like soy, almond, oat milk, soft drinks, sodas, and tea. They found that 7 of the 25 elements analyzed, arsenic, cadmium, manganese, nickel, selenium, and strontium, exceeded the allowable limits set by the EPA. They said even more concerningly was lead was detected in 93% of the samples. Lead. We went through all that to get rid of lead paint just for us to drink it. Now, they say most contain very low lead levels, below 1 part per billion, with the highest level 6.3 micrograms per kilogram falling within allowable limits. As for the source of the contamination, the researchers noted that heavy metals likely enter the products through contaminated soil or water used during the growing or manufacturing process. So, all right, so I drink dairy milk. I don't drink almond milk. So I've never milked an almond. I'm not sure. I think it's cool that there's almond milk. Yeah, that's probably where they got the idea for the Hershey's chocolate-covered almond bars, because, you know, Hershey's milk chocolate, almond. So my guess is there's some link to that. And milking almonds, sure, your fingers, your thumb starts to get sore after a while with that one. But if these toxins get into your almond crop, then that could be a problem. Yeah, So, sorry, I just don't know. I don't know. My favorite drink is water. I drink water. The problem is I drink water out of the plastic bottles. These plastic bottles I don't think are safe, especially with the forever chemicals. So anyway, exposure to high levels of heavy metals can hurt children, pregnant women, cause cognitive and developmental problems in kids. Cadmium, so lead and arsenic has been known to cause cognitive deficits. Cadmium can cause kidney damage and weaken bones. I mean, these are things that we do not want in our body. And when people say, but Dr. Dahlia, look, they're in low enough levels. The EPA has set the standards. The EPA knows everything. Right? I work for the EPA. I like the EPA. I like them a lot. But the concept of, okay, what you're ingesting right now is below the levels. Well, what if you ingest then something for a second time and then a third time? Are those chemicals adding up? Do they accumulate? They do. You know, one of the reasons why individuals are having marijuana psychosis and marijuana nausea and cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is they'll smoke a little bit each day, and they'll be fine with that level, but they don't realize that marijuana will accumulate, or the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC component, or the cannabis even, and that when it accumulates. Now by day 4 or 5, you're not feeling that well. The half-life is not very short. And so you're thinking, but all I did was take a couple puffs. But it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And that's what I'm worried about with these chemicals. My guess is if you have cadmium, if your kidneys aren't dumping it, it's going to still float around. Same thing with the lead and the arsenic. And these things will deposit. And, yeah, maybe something might be only a few parts per billion, but then after a while, now you have multiple parts per billion. Some of the health experts, Dr. Tewodros Godibo, PhD, Assistant Professor of Environmental Health Sciences at Tulane, says people should avoid giving infants and young children mixed fruit juices or plant-based milks at high volumes. Arsenic, lead, and cadmium are known carcinogens and well-established to cause internal organ damage and cognitive harm in children, especially during early brain development. Okay, now some of you are like, yeah, that's good advice. How many of you guys have had a kid asking for apple juice? I want apple juice, mommy, apple juice. You take them to a birthday party. They see all the little snack packs and juicy juices and juice boxes. They're going to want them. just like us adults, you know, you bring dad and he sees the beer and the bar and he is like, ah, it's like moths to a light lamp. It's, you know, we really have to do something about what we're serving. But kids like juice. They like sugar. So, something we need to be cautious of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In Minnesota, they have become the first state to ban forever chemicals by 2025. Makeup, children's toys, pots and pans. They want to ban the use of the PFAS or per or polyfluoroalkyl substances. Now, and a very smart move. Minnesota's very progressive. And when it comes to something like this, I support them in terms of trying to get rid of these chemicals in a lot of our products. The only concern I have is, what are they swapping those out with? So I guess now the biggest craze is period underwear, where you could actually have your period in your underwear without having to use tampons and pads. And I guess, it, you know, you walk around with that sloshing around. I'm not sure how they work. You know, they came out after I was done having periods. So I had a hysterectomy. I don't know. I could ask my uterus what they think, but I'm not really in contact with my uterus and ovaries anymore. They're gone. In order for period panties to do what they need to do without stinking and leaking, they need chemicals. So where do we go? Now, these chemicals, these quote-unquote polyfluoroalkyl substances, perfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, forever chemicals, have been linked to fertility problems, liver damage, and cancer. The state wants to ban their use by 2025. If this is signed into law, this would be a huge change for companies who have to then rethink some of their products. And I don't know how they will do period underwear or some of these other things that they're marketing. The House Senate Conference Committee in Minnesota agreed on the details of the ban. The bill will be passed or has to now be passed by a vote and then signed by Governor Tim Walz, Democratic governor. And then under the regulation, the use of PFAS in items where it is non-essential will be banned. Cleaning products, fabric treatments, furniture, ski wax, children's toys. Now, firefighting foam at airports, that'll be allowed. Oil refineries, protective clothing for firefighters, it'll be allowed. Now, mind you, firefighters have their own, you know, they have a higher risk of cancer, definitely higher risk of prostate cancer, we think from the vibration of the truck. So, and it could be other exposures. So firefighters do need to have protections, but isn't that fascinating? That they cannot ban them based on because firefighters rely on these to do their job. We are very reliant on these. You know, we're like, oh my gosh, we have a foam to stop fires. We have suits that will prevent a firefighter from being burned. That's amazing. Well, in order to have that magical ability, we have to use chemicals, and these chemicals are not 100% safe. That's where we're at. Same thing with medications. We have medications that can knock out cancer, can knock out major bacterial infections, you know, but there are side effects to these. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. New York Congressman George Santos faces a 13-count indictment on a wide variety of charges, and he's in custody at a federal courthouse outside New York City to be arraigned this afternoon. Brownsville, El Paso, and San Diego are among the U.S. border towns bracing for a new surge in migrants once Title 42 ends tomorrow. Title 42 allowed border agents to refuse entry based on COVID concerns. New rules rolled out by the White House will deny asylum to anyone who first doesn't apply online. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says he has documents showing a lot of money flowing from foreign sources to Hunter Biden during the years his father was vice president.
Hunter Biden and his associates capitalized on a lucrative financial relationship with a Romanian national.
Comer says the Biden family got as much as $10 million from foreign nationals. The now president's denied any wrongdoing. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So with everything going on, and boys, we have a lot going on, one of the things that is freaking students out, that is scaring the hell out of them, and has become such a huge controversial point in schools, is does the cell phone stay or does it go? Does your teacher have a right to confiscate your cell phone? And your cell phone's your personal property. You got some texts that come. Even if you lock your phone, sometimes text messages will pop up so teachers can see it if they have your phone, right? So somebody, teacher could take your phone. If your friend wanted to get you back, your friend could text, "You were 1,000% correct. Teacher so-and-so looks like whatever." And you're like, and you have no idea, and now you're in trouble. It's dangerous. The whole cell phone concept blows my mind. And there's been calls in schools to confiscate phones away from kids. And so I'm asking you, that, do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea? 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should students not have access to their cell phones at school during class? Should they be confiscated, or should they have access to them and be able to hold on to them and keep them? So apparently there's a teacher, and this happens multiple times, where students film their teacher, and then they make memes or videos of that teacher. You know, so like when the teacher turns around, because somebody does something, they catch that, and then they can make a meme. And some of these teachers are left crying. They are, you know, it's interesting. All my teachers, they had to have been tough. They had to have been just, I don't know how they would have been able to deal with all the abuse of kids talking behind their back. Now, I've been an educator, and I was very fortunate to have students like me, or pretend they did. So I was in La La Land. I thought my students loved me. And maybe I was right, maybe I was wrong, and they were I'm sure they were talking behind my back. But knowing that you have students that like you is the biggest high. It's fantastic. If I was a teacher and my students didn't like me, I don't know if I would take that well. I don't know. I saw teachers who just were crushed and quit when they found out that their students didn't like them. You know, we're all human. You know, we're all vulnerable. And seeing, you know, and we're talking not only elementary school teachers, we're talking professors. If a professor thinks that their students will turn on them and that don't like them, it's crushing. And so somebody could say, well, be a better teacher. And yes, I think that is important. If you're not a good teacher and you don't care about them, these kids are smart. And there's ways to handle, if you're a new teacher or you're a sub and they're giving you crap, you know, I think there's ways to garner their respect early on. Now, I was a kid too. So if I was a sub and I walked into a classroom and somebody was, you know, whatever, you know, first, if it was something funny, I would probably credit that is, if it was something funny, I'd be like, all right, that's pretty funny. All right. But, you know, is it funny enough for me to, you know, have your ass get kicked out and go to the vice principal's office? Would you like to listen? Would you like to still be funny? Still be funny. I'm going to give you 5 minutes to entertain the class. Go ahead and do it. Make me laugh. No? Okay, shut the hell up. We got to get to work. So I don't always have to be their friends. You could also be tough, but it's got a way on you. And so when kids have a cell phone, right, the big thing we worry about as parents and educators is they're distracted. Now, if they were getting good grades, if they were competent in their math and their reading and their science and their history, if they were passing in beautiful colors, if they were beating the aptitude of other countries and kids their age, who cares? But we have a problem in classrooms. And teachers are being improperly blamed for kids not passing and learning the material. Now, even though teachers do share some of the blame, a teacher could only do so much if the kid doesn't want to listen in class and if the kid wants to go to their phone. The problem is I don't like the idea of confiscating, where everybody has to turn in their phone to the front of the class. Then it takes them 20 minutes to figure out which phone is which and somebody could steal it. Personally, I think the best way to do it, this is just me, but I want to hear your opinions, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, is to have every kid take their phone, put it face down on the upper right corner of their desk. And you can, as you, because I think teachers should walk and lecture, so I think they should be able to walk around and see the classroom, and they should see that the phones are there. You can even put a little bell on each phone so that you know if somebody moved their phone, it rings or dings. You know, and I mean, if you really have to go that far. But everybody's phone is on their desk. This way they have access to it. God forbid there's an active shooter. This way, in case there's a drill and everybody has to go and leave, they have their phones. They don't feel like they're without their personal property, but it's face down on the classroom, on the desk. Now, that being said, I don't think classes should be going 50 minutes to an hour. I think that's too long. I think our classes should be shorter. I think the instruction should be shorter. When you teach something, you only have their attention for maybe 10-15 minutes max anyway. And so when you teach a lesson, I think you should go, all right, guys, this is what I want to teach you. Now, we take a few minutes to cement that into the brain. You'll do an exercise. You'll ask them to answer back. Teach them a little anecdote that helps them remember it. All right, so you guys got that? You all got that concept. Anybody not? Okay, now we're going to move on to the next one. If you don't, see me after class. Then you do the next segment. But classes shouldn't be 50 minutes. The material should be more compact in smaller amounts. Because students are thinking of themselves, I'm not going to have my phone the whole day. Yeah, that's anxiety producing. And we already have a problem that these kids are addicted to their phones. But I don't think kids should be sitting there in class for that long. I don't think they're learning. I told you before, classes should be shorter, where all instruction is done by noon. People can eat at school or they can eat at home. And then the afternoon is all about learning trades, learning, doing sports, and doing your practical learning. So I think all kids should know plumbing. I think all kids should know welding. I think all kids should know bank balancing. All kids should know CPR. All kids should know basic first aid. All kids should know another language. There has to be practical learning where kids can, kids can navigate. Kids should know how to farm. Kids should know how to hunt. Kids should know how to fish. All right, these are practical things that kids should be learning. And that's for the afternoon. That could be their labs, that could be their sports, that could be their clubs, that could be their arts and crafts, but get them out of the classroom by noon. So that's my, the cell phones, kids should have their cell phones, but they have to be in an area where they can access them, but show that they're not on them. And then you could also incentivize. And we have to incentivize learning, okay? In order for you guys to get to the next step, you need to show proficiency that you learned that. I taught you guys how to do this type of math problem. Now I'm going to give you guys the math problem, and you guys do it. All right? If you do it, fine. You get your gold star, we're going to move forward. All right? For those who don't, we're going to work on it again. And so learning is going to have to change. We have kids that are Zoom kids or are online kids who have only been looking at tablets. Some children have never even looked at a book. Some kids don't know how to tell time. They've never seen a clock. That's a problem. We're using a very small part of their brain, and they're not getting the three-dimensional. They're not getting a lot of what we've got. And it is showing in their aptitude and their proficiency. And these cell phones aren't helping at all. And honestly, kids, stop videotaping your teachers.
Not cool.
1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Timothy writes, hell no. The cell phones shouldn't even be given to kids. If parents want to reach their kids, give them all beepers or pagers. Yeah, I don't know if that's very practical, but thank you for your opinion on that. We're taking a poll on whether phones should be confiscated in school, whether kids shouldn't have them, or whether kids should have access to them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to bring up a very interesting topic here. Our states and what animals and plants, invasive and harmful species, are prominent in our states. I've shown you all pictures of the tarantulas near my home and the bark scorpions and snakes and all that. And you guys are thinking I live in Jurassic Park. And I don't. It's just I live in Nevada. And I found this fascinating. Let me see who I give credit to. I think this is the National Park Service. said in 2018 the top invasive animals reported by national parks spanned a wide variety of species, including the European starling, the feral cat, the rock pigeon, the house sparrow, the emerald ash borer, and there's pigs and all sorts of interesting stuff. So using aggregated data from federal and state agencies and individual reports to the Center for Invasive Species and Ecosystem Health at the University of Georgia, we have here a guide to the most invasive species in every state as of May 2023. All right, so I live in Nevada. So we have the American bullfrog. We have pig, wild boar at large. Now they say 24%. So that's, what are they trying to say, a fourth of all animals that are running around are those? I'm not too sure. The New Zealand mud snail, this is in Nevada, the Mediterranean gecko, the Norway rat. What are Norway rats doing in Nevada? And then we have a lot of bark beetles, we know about that, mountain pine beetle, a fir engraver, and the western spruce budworm moth. Okay, in California, they have here 98% pig, wild boar at large. I'm not exactly sure what these percentages mean, but I guess that's a lot of pigs running around California. New Zealand mud snail, the red-eared slider, the shovel-headed garden worm, and the wandering broadhead planarian. If we look at Florida, Florida has the European starling, rock pigeons, house sparrows, pigs, a lot of pigs, Cuban tree frogs, but for insects, get this, they have fire ants, and then they have fire ant decapitating flies. That's the name of the fly, fire ant decapitating fly. I want to look up that genus and species. Imagine, you know, being a baby fly. Going, hi, mommy, what do I do? Well, what's your name? I'm a fire ant decapitating fly. And then that's what you do. You decapitate the fire ants. There's the southern pine beetles, the multicolored Asian lady beetles. I wonder if they're going to change these names eventually. You know, they find a lot of things in science not very politically correct. The multicolored Asian lady beetle. The kudzu bug. All right, in Georgia, they got pigs, garden worms, shovel-headed. They got Argentine black and white tegus, Mediterranean geckos, two-spotted spider mites. They also have fire ant and decapitating flies. They also have a red imported fire ant. Imported from where? Let's look at New York. New York has the bullfrogs, mud snails, house mouse. See, I see a lot more mouses where I live. They have the Japanese beetle, the large aspen tortrix, budworms. That's interesting. If we go up to Maine, they have American bullfrogs, the European green crab, wandering broadhead planarians, and then they also have spongy moth, spruce beetles, budworms, Japanese beetles. If we go to Washington State, they got mud snails, bullfrogs, nutria. Looks like Nutella, but it's nutria. Whatever it is, sounds nutritious. Rainbow trout. See, I don't think that's invasive or harmful. People eat trout. They got a lot of beetles. Oregon, a lot of pigs. Let me see. What about Texas? Let's see. What's going on in Texas? Texas, they say they have the wild boar pigs, Mediterranean geckos, American bullfrogs. They have a lot of fire ant decapitating flies. They also have the sugarcane aphids. And the pecan weevil. Yeah, I feel like they can make a song, you know, like the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. We got the sugar cane aphid and the pecan weevil. Arizona's got, again, wild pigs. I don't see wild pigs. Do you guys see wild pigs? They got bullfrogs, the white-nosed coati, the Mediterranean gecko. What about Alaska? I want to see what's going on in Alaska. Okay, Alaska, they don't have a lot of animals. They say they have the European green crab. That's invasive. And then Hawaii, they have, again, pigs, worms. See, when I was in Hawaii, there was a lot of chickens running around the place and cats. So apparently, public officials are wanting us to prevent the spread of invasive species at home and when traveling. So they suggest to avoid planting invasive ornamental plants on your property, use native alternatives instead. Learn how to properly remove and control the invasive plants around your property. Okay, so here's the thing. I don't put invasive foreign plants. I get that pollen and seeds blow, but where I live, I doubt I'm getting anything from Norway all the way into mine, so I would think it's native. Report invasive species infestations to your local, county, state, or federal government agency. You know where kind of this is coming from? The bark beetle is one of the most dangerous scorpions out there. And the bark beetle was not supposed to be native to Nevada. They got imported because they lived on pine tree. I think the Mexican pine, again, the name eventually has to be changed, and we got a lot of them from Arizona. So pine trees shipped in from Arizona brought in the bark beetle, and now in Nevada we have bark scorpions. Now we have tons of bark scorpions, and bark scorpions are deadly. So in Nevada, in my neck of the woods, in my neighborhood, we were not allowed to plant pine trees because they were afraid that we were going to get the pines from Arizona that had the scorpions on it. And mind you, I find scorpions all over the place. I show you the pictures. They've been in my house. So they're here. So I get what's going on. They don't want us to dump aquariums or house plants into the environment. Don't dump your aquarium into a lake. When traveling, they say make sure to clean your clothes, boat, animals, and gear off after recreating to prevent the spread. So if your dog goes swimming in a lake and then he comes back home, they want you to wash the dog. Do not carry firewood long distances. So you go camping, you cut some firewood, you bring it back home. They say use only invasive-free, weed-free forage or hay when feeding your livestock. All right. Well, that's interesting stuff. You know, I am intrigued by some of these because I didn't think we would have tarantulas right in my neck of the woods. I thought tarantulas liked colder environments, but sometimes the desert gets pretty cold. And so these tarantulas do this march every fall, and we see them in my neck of the woods right at sunset. I wanted to go see them. My son said he saw some tarantulas on his walk because it was really, really cold, and now that it's kind of warming up a little bit, they're coming out, and then they're going to hide again in the summer. So I told my husband, let's go see them, and it was like 4:30 in the afternoon. He goes, let's go now. I go, you won't see them now. We have to wait till it's dark. And so we get there right at sunset. Nothing happens. Then as we decide to go back, boom, they all pop up. And so we know animals live near us, and I think it's fascinating. I love watching tarantulas, you know, the way they crawl. It's pretty cool. But you'd be surprised what lives around you. And a lot of it was foreign. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear.
Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.